was.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Okay. Yes. And you said no. Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
Very
vote?
High. Definitely.
So you're definitely going to vote. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
And what is your age?
78.
78. Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American?
Caucasian, yeah.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Satisfied. Thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means yep. that you feel warm. So let's go with the first one. The U.S. Department of Education, from 0 to 100.
90.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
95.
Thank you. Public school teachers?
90.
Thank you. Charter schools?
95.
Thank you. National Education Association, or NEA?
50.
Thank you. Woke culture, or wokeism?
Uh, 50.
Thank you. Moms for Liberty?
Pardon me?
Moms for Liberty?
Don't know.
Got you. Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Public schools?
90.
Thank you. Yeah, let's move forward here. All right. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Better than what?
Would you say that they do a much better job or just a somewhat better job?
Than who?
Just in general, public schools much better, public schools somewhat better, or charter schools somewhat better, charter schools better.
80%.
I'm sorry, who would you think is doing a better 80. Job? Charter? I'm sorry?
Charter schools better than public schools?
Yeah, that's the question. It's either public schools much better.
Public schools. Charter schools are public schools for the most part.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, who would you lean more towards?
Public or charter?
Okay, so we have two options. Charter schools somewhat better, charter schools much better.
Much better.
Thank you. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare for students, or 0. It means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare for students regarding this topic. You can say any number between 0 to 10. So the first thing. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
10.
So from 0 to 10. Got you. our responsibilities in the democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
10.
Okay. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future, tech and global job market.
9.
Become more organized and have structure.
10.
Thank you. Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
10.
Thank you. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
10.
Thank you. Now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing
else? A lot. A lot.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Can I ask the question again?
I'm sorry, would you like for me to repeat it?
Just, would you agree what I lost the end of it?
Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are only, or I'm sorry, that would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
So you agree? Is that somewhat agree,
yes,
or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all? Thank you.
A lot.
Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Second one, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And final, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
True.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. All right. Now I'm just going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one.
Okay.
Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Disagree. Strongly.
Somewhat or strongly. Got you.
Strongly.
Increasing discipline in schools. Oppose or support?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum.
Adding a what? Ethnic study?
Yes. Ethnic studies.
Yeah, I agree. So,
somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Support
disagree.
Or oppose? Somewhat strongly.
Strongly.
Thank you. Let's move forward here. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose a decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Strongly support. All right, now I'm just going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. For each one, you can use a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5, somewhat convincing, and 0, not convincing at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when racial politicians... Oh, okay. You wouldn't like to hear the rest, sir?
No.
Okay. So it's very convincing. All right, the next
one.
We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. Is that convincing to you from 0 to 10?
8.
8. Thank you. Working for diverse classrooms and exclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleagues and employers value.
8.
You said 8. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Somewhat agree. There it is. Got you. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Good. Can you say it again?
Yes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. First grade to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, law.
Postgraduate.
MBA. Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed,
retired,
or homemaker?
Retired.
Retired. There it is. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you. Divorced. There you are. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Okay. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
No. Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal. Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Liberal. Very.
Very liberal. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year?
Once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month. Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalistic Christian?
No.
Christian. Is a no one, not you or anyone in the household, right?
Right.
Got you. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
No. Okay. How would you describe your area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Well, sir, this concludes our survey. I truly appreciate your patience and your opinions. You have yourself a great rest of the night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.